The first object on display in the museum is the Mary Rose Bell. It was also one of the first objects to be supplied to the ship and has the date on it of 1510. Henry VIII ordered the building of the ship in January that year, so this item was on the ship for her entire life from 1510 until the day she sank in 1545. It was used as a watch bell. It is made of bronze and is smaller than later ships' bells that have the name of the ship on them. But it does have an inscription in Flemish that translates as, "I was made in the year 1510. The bell was made in Moline in Flanders, near current-day Antwerp, which was famous for bell making. Although it is the first object you see as you enter the museum, it is one of the last objects that was recovered from the site, found by one of the divers called Pete Ewins, shortly before the salvage of the Mary Rose in 1982. He started working on the project as a volunteer diver. He was a taxi driver in London and used to come down for his holidays to dive on the site. He then became so involved with the project, as many divers did, that he joined the full-time team, both for the excavation and then for the salvage. It is while he was excavating underneath the ship during the raising operations that he found the bell. It had dropped out of the ship during the sinking, and it was a proud moment for him to bring this to the surface. Divers love to find a ship's bell. You will be able to hear the bell in some of the galleries, as the sound of it is used to mark the half hour. It is something the crew of the Mary Rose also heard on board, to mark the passing half hours of the watch. The bell is rung in pairs of rings, so for instance, marks the fourth half-hour period after the change of watch. So if there is a change of watch at 12 o'clock, then four bells would be sounded at 2 o'clock. This made it easy for the sailors to know how long they still had to be on duty.